Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I'm no rocket Scientologist, but I feel like something's a little bit different today.
I know. It's something in the air. There's something. Oh my gosh, wait. Sarah, we're not alone.
Not alone.
Was that good shock surprise? We're here with one of our favorite returning guests, Kayla. Kayla's here to talk Boy Meets World with us. Kayla, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all? I'm really excited to be back hanging out with you again.
I am so excited. I gotta tell you, I posted that you were coming on, and I honestly have never gotten so much excitement feedback that a person was coming. Like, the Kayla stans go hard.
Yeah. They rolled out that, like, red carpet to her locker.
I have fans. I have simps. It's a thing. Thank you, everybody, that loves me so much.
Kayla, how does one get a simp? Because I would like a few.
You know, you just win a few online games and then you make friends, and that's how it happens.
Yeah, it's the only way. I'm never going to get any simps.
Yeah, I tried that. I got fifth place. It didn't go so well.
It's like, I'll just sit over here with zero fans. That's fine, too. But yes, thank you so much, Kayla, for coming back. Obviously, you had good enough time if you came back to join us once again to talk Boy Meets World on a particularly iconic episode, if I do say so.
Yes. It's funny, too, because we planned this months ago, and I just gave you a couple episodes to choose from, and you gave this one to me, and it's literally my life right now. And I went to watch it, and I was like, this is just too relevant. So it's a sign that I have to get my shit together after watching this episode.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you go to a bar and pretend to be a French girl? Because that's what I'm getting from this conversation.
No, no, no. Not that part. Not that part.
Oh, no. Well, I feel like this really is one of the more iconic episodes of early Boy Meets World. I feel like this might be like a top 10, at least for me, memorable episode. Because the whole, like, Corey pretending like he's Sean and Topanga is a French girl and then the breakup in the end, it's like very, very dramatic. Right, Kayla? Mm-hmm.
It totally is. I was thinking that the music at the very end sounds like the music they put in when it's to be continued. Like, the episode's just too dramatic yeah. for sitcoms. Like, they have to have a part two. That's what it felt like at the end.
Yeah, for a second I thought we were watching Dawson's Creek because they had like a montage with like sad music and I was like, this isn't the Boy Meets World I know and love. What is going on? Like, we're only 3 seasons into the show and yet we already have this like massive Corey and Topanga montage clip show.
Oh my god, it was so dramatic and we'll have to get into it at the end, but like the scenes that they showed, it's like just them like standing because they haven't really done anything.
They haven't done anything yet. Yeah.
They haven't really done anything. So it's like, I'm going to like pop Corey's collar. And this is one of our most romantic moments together in our
so
lives.
So dramatic. And it's like slow-mo too. So it's even more dramatic. Look at that popped collar. Just slowly popping up and then him slowly pushing it back yeah. down.
But this caught me when I was a kid. Like, I did, okay, like, so, like, full transparency, did not cry at this episode. Was expecting myself to. But this shit, like, broke my heart when I was 12. Like, it ruined my life. Very traumatic. Would bawl my eyes out. I have a flair for the dramatics.
You don't say. You don't say. The only thing that I would say this episode needs, though, is like a better title, because like, as we said, I think Sarah was saying last week when we came upon this episode, I knew we were, it must have been a particularly important episode because we were only covering one, not two, but I didn't remember which one it was just based on the name. I feel like they should do like, I don't know, like the one with the French girl, or like, I don't know, something that like reminds you that this is that episode, like The Grass Is Always Greener, like that, Kayla, that is not like a great episode title for this episode.
Maybe breakup number one or something like that. How many times do they break up in this show? But yeah, I mean, the grass yeah. is greener syndrome. That's a thing. So I get it. But they never specifically like talk about that in the episode. So it wasn't very yeah. on point.
Yeah, they could have like at least said like, oh, the grass isn't always greener, I guess. I don't know. Then something. I just don't think it's a very great episode title, considering how iconic this episode ends up being.
Yeah. The one with the French girl sounds like a Boy Meets World, Friends episode.
I know. I always go back to, sure. I feel like Friends has a great naming convention, though. So, like, Boy Meets World could use some of that.
I guess so. Is anyone indulging in a 90s nightcap today besides myself?
Yeah, of course. I'm drinking a Bud Light seltzer because this is all I drink lately. The blue raspberry flavor. Literally every person I've had try and taste this, loves them. So do yourself a favor and go get them because they're limited edition. I've bought in like 3 packs because I have a problem.
Yeah. I have the icy. I have the little
yes!
ice pop.
Yes!
So, like,
have you tried them yet?
I tried one. So it was like a freezer pop, Kayla, and like, you know, like the ones that you like put in the fridge and they're like a long tube.
Yeah.
They have them. And I tried one. It was pretty good. Not the blue raspberry flavor. I also discovered something new because Instagram influenced me. This is a Cutwater tequila margarita. It's freaking delicious.
In a can.
It is, like, legit. It says that there's 2 shots of tequila in here.
Holy shit. We're, in one can?
That's too many for me. Tequila's not my friend.
Yeah. Jess, what's your alcohol percentage on your Bud Light?
5% alcohol by volume. What is yours, 10?
Snorts.
This is 12.5%.
Girl, Sarah's going to be dancing on tables by the end of this podcast.
It's a smaller can than yours.
Yeah, it's like a regular soda can. Like, good God.
This is going to be my new, like, favorite thing to drink.
Oh, my goodness.
Goodbye, Frizzantes from Trader Joe's. It's all about the cut water tequila margarita.
You know how they have that joke? It's like one tequila. Oh, yeah. Oh, is it water?
Kayla's I just have my emotional support water bottle.
Kayla's our designated driver today.
I got you.
Oh my gosh. Yes, we love a 90s nightcap. Yeah, Sarah, we're going to have to keep an eye on you. If we notice Sarah just starting to fall off of her chair onto the floor, we'll have to pause down. But yes, we're here talking
Boy Meets World. We won't let the audience know.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. We'll just edit that part out.
Yeah.
So we start off this episode at the Matthews residence. Topanga and Amy are watching what is like a really, it has to be like some kind of dramatic romantic movie. It sounds almost like Titanic, but like a spoof on Titanic or something. But Corey fell asleep. And he insists that he was crying through his mouth, even though he was really drooling. I can't really blame him. It doesn't seem like the best movie, Kayla. It kind of seems boring.
It really does. But I think it's cool that they hang out with their parents, that they have a good relationship like that. I think it's cute. I like it.
Yeah, I love that Topanga gets along with Amy, Sarah. Like, I feel like they make sense as, like they would get along. Like, I feel like it does make sense. Their personalities mesh.
Yeah, I think that Topanga is a really, you know, she's not going to disappoint, like, parents. You know, she's, like, a good person to take home. Topanga's a good girl. And obviously, he claims that he's known Topanga since they were 3 years old. I would like to see the evidence to support that. But they're having a good old time. Topanga gives Corey the out. They're like, hey, you know what? If you want to go upstairs, you totally can and watch the game with your dad. And Corey's
not just the game. The Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is taking place and they're not watching it in the living room.
Yeah. Wild. Yeah. I don't understand why they can't watch the Super Bowl in the living room. Why do they have to go in, like, I don't know. I'm assuming it's Alan's bedroom that they're watching the Super Bowl in.
I felt like that was a little a little manipulative of Topanga to be like, well, if you're bored, you can just go do XYZ. And it's like, come on. I don't know
it's like a trap.
That felt weird to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a trap of tissues. Like, you can. Yes. Yes. That's disgusting. I mean, if it's your own and it's your own house and you want to like set them aside to get to a garbage can, by all means. But you and a guest, like just like sharing a tissue pile is not okay.
Snotting it up all over the place.
Yeah, that's not COVID approved. No. So then we have Eric coming down and trying to save Corey from this misery. He snatches him up, puts him on the back, and he's like, I'm saving a life. I'm taking one for the team.
Yeah.
I would never, Kayla, would you ever separate a man from his Super Bowl game?
I don't know. Probably not. I wouldn't force him to do anything with me that he didn't want to do. I would let him be his own person. But I also don't give a shit about sports, so.
That makes three of us. The thing is with, like, with the way Corey and Topanga are, like, I guarantee Corey didn't even, like, mention the Super Bowl. Like, he was full on being like, no, I will, like, watch your movie with you. Like, he seems, like, overly accommodating, right? Like, he would never even dream of doing anything else but watching that movie with Amy and Topanga, Sarah. Like, there's no chance he's doing anything else.
I mean, is Corey not a little whipped bitch? Like, absolutely. From day one, whipped as heck. And I don't even know how we got here since, like, Topanga basically had to beg Corey to date her for, like, the first two seasons. But here we are. Like, you know, Corey is a slave to the kisses. He got that big, like, whopping kiss the day that she got sick. And now he's, like, definitely her bitch.
No backbone whatsoever.
No, no. So we cut to, what did we cut to?
Oh, it's Eric. Eric is like basically reaming Corey out because the past like three Fridays, all they've done is watch chick flicks. And then Corey fights back and says, oh, well, we made preserves. But the thing is like based on the tone and everything and like how excited Corey is about having Couples magazine, like it doesn't seem like he's doing this to bend over backwards for Topanga. Like he seems like he's enjoying it as well, so it doesn't really seem like anything is wrong, at least at this point in the episode. Like it seems like Corey wants to do all of these things. He wants to watch chick flicks. He loves making preserves.
He lets other people influence his feelings way too much. Like, he's just sailing through life, he's fine, and then Eric will say one thing, and then he just gets in his head and he spirals. And it's like, you gotta trust yourself. Like, why the heck are you listening to Eric about anything still? Like, it's season three, stop listening to Eric. Yeah.
Absolutely, that's probably the best advice that we can give him. We kind of see Corey throughout the entire Boy Meets World series as he is a grandfather. Like, he's always been the very committed one. He's always been, like, the guy that's fine with, like, staying at home. So this is not really anything crazy from what we're going to come to expect from Corey. Like, that's kind of why I said, like, not too long ago that, like, this version of Corey is not that different from season 7 Corey. Like, he's really, like, an old soul grandpa. But he loves the preserves. He loves his nifty little, like, you know, Couples magazine that has two old people on the front. And he told the guy on the phone when he bought the magazine that he was married to get a discount on the subscription. I mean, Kayla, he still sounds like a child.
He definitely does. And it's funny because the last episode I watched was the one where he was dating Wendy again and she like went way too fast. And I feel like he's just being Wendy right now. He's just, whoosh, we're married, we're 90. He's just here for everything.
And this is 5 months.
Slow your roll, buddy.
Yeah, this is only after 5 months of dating, which I guess when you're that age, like it is a long time. I feel like a lot of relationships don't last this long at that age. But yeah, he's like, they've definitely turned into an old couple. And I do think Corey, like you were saying, Sarah, Corey does have this personality for like the rest of the series. I feel like he's changed the most between seasons like 1, 2, and 3, mm-hmm. where he's like super into sports and everything in the first season, and then that kind of like falls away, and he becomes a little bit more like dorky, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. Don't take advice from Eric. Like, no. I think that's what it is Eric gets in his head and causes this whole chain of events to kind of, you know, continue this episode.
Yeah, which is like super normal. You know, Corey also is making muffins with Topanga. Couple baking's not a bad activity though.
Everyone should know how to cook and bake. And that fork also made me laugh. I've never seen a fork like that.
Wait, what did the fork look like?
It was like a serving spoon, but with a fork on the end, and it just looked really funny.
Oh, like a giant spork?
Yeah. You use that when you're carving a turkey. Like, you stick the fork in, and then you're like, zhoop, 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 and, like, you serve it. Like, that's how you serve turkey on Thanksgiving.
But he's using it for muffins?
For muffins. That pokes big
holes. He obviously needs lessons.
Yeah, big holes in the muffins. If you poke your muffins too soon, then they collapse, and then that's a whole other problem. But
collapsed muffins are the least of Corey's problems. This episode.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be a Weisenheimer. So,
that's so the we're word at of the school.
Day. Weisenheimer. Weisenheimer. Yeah, it's a legit word. Like, I spelt it out, and I was not corrected by saying it's not a word.
I Sounds googled like it.
Yeah, is it German?
Good question.
No.
Yeah. I just looked at the definition.
So we're at school and Corey's asking Sean if he's had any dates. Apparently he's had 6 dates. That's a lot for like just a weekend. I have no idea how you're fitting all of those into one weekend. Like breakfast and dinner dates, I guess.
6 girls or multiple dates with the same girls is what I want to know. The details.
2 dates for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
He was busy.
Very busy. 2 dates per day. Yeah, but how do you have 2 on a Friday night?
Here, I have a story for you guys. It's about a friend. This is my favorite story.
Friend.
So my friend, my quote-unquote friend. I wish I could pull this off. So I have a friend that went out to the bar with a date, like a Tinder date, and they were having like a full date, like hung out, had drinks, and then he walked her to the subway, and she pretends to go down the subway, stays there for a few minutes, then goes back up the subway to the same bar, and then proceeds to have a second date with a second Tinder date. And the bartender was like, "Oh, you're back?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm like going on a second date." And then she had a second date at the same bar, in the same place, at the same seats.
How do you know that your one date is going to end on time?
Maybe she scheduled a date as it was ending because it sucked. And she's like, "I need something to pick this night up."
I mean, this is my favorite story, and I feel as though, like, she probably, knowing her, she probably said that, like, I have, like, a hard out at, like, 7:30. Like, I have to go, like,
feed my friend's cat or something.
Something like that. And, like, she pulled it off, though, and she had 2 dates in one night. And I feel like that's the sort of scam that Sean pulls.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But not as well. Like, I feel like he would get caught doing it because he's not, like, super smooth by any means.
I just love she goes fully down in the subway, like, so that, like, he sees her off. And then, like, 2 minutes later comes right back up. Amazing.
Peeks out of the bushes, Kim K style. Is he gone?
Yeah, I wish I could pull that shit off. It would be really crazy if he was doing the same thing and they, like, met back up at the same bar with their other dates.
It's a lot of dates.
Lots of dates.
But he says he's not a rocket Scientologist, but he could sense something is wrong with Corey.
Yeah. Corey's fully in the slumps. You know, he wants to know all about the dates. He's in a boring rut. And he, you know, like, Sean's like, "Oh, no, please don't tell me that you doubled with your folks again." Kayla, have you ever double dated with your parents or somebody else's parents?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have, but it was because they were coming to visit me at college, so I feel like that's a little bit different. I wouldn't, like, choose
that's different
to
than
hang
if you were,
like,
a teenager.
Yeah. I mean, my parents are cool, though. They're cooler than me. They like to have fun. So hanging out with my parents isn't that bad. I feel like Amy and Alan are pretty cool, too. Like, if you're hanging out with them, you're probably having a good time.
Oh, yeah. I would love to hang out with Amy and Alan. Yeah, I, like, go on double dates with my in-laws. The other week when they were here, I literally went to dinner with them without Drew. Like, fully pulled a Topanga.
Just, oh, my goodness. You.
Yeah. Yeah. Paid for my dinner.
Yeah. Topanga even bought Corey slacks, which is such a weird thing to buy as a teenager.
If anybody wants to buy me pants, then I'll be yours.
Yeah, but as a teenager, like, I feel like you'd, like, anything is better than pants. Like, your mom buys you pants.
I don't know. Maybe Amy's, like, spent too much money on buying Sean pants. So, you know,
it's too much for her. So Topanga's now taking over the responsibility of buying Corey's clothes. Sean says he's the biggest expert on love. And his spidey senses are saying that Corey and Topanga are in a slump. They're at the, what, 5-month slump, the famous 5-month slump.
I've heard 7 years.
That's an itch, isn't it?
Seven-year itch. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like you usually get to a year, but once again, they're children. So maybe it's like, you know, it's expedited. Like, instead of like 7 years, it's like 7 months, and they're a little bit early on their slump.
Yeah, that's possible.
Just a theory. Just a theory.
So Corey is upset. He thinks he's lost his edge. But Sean got an invite to a dance at Hamilton High. But Corey already has plans with Topanga. And Sean says just to tell her that he needs a night with the boys. But before he can even do that, Topanga says, oh, I want to get together with the girls. Great. It works out. They're both going to have their own separate nights with their friends, which, to be honest, like, is definitely something you should maintain, even if you have a relationship. Like, this is like totally a thing that happened if you were in like middle or high school. The minute you got a significant other, boom, there goes all your time with your friends out the door. You're spending so much time with your significant other. So I feel like they both need this. What about you, Kayla? Like, is this something that definitely happened to you when you were younger?
Oh, for sure. Like, bye, friends. Who are you? I don't know you anymore. Sorry. But it's definitely healthy to have your individuality in separate lives. And that's something that's important to establish, like, right away. But it's hard when you're a kid because you get, like, swept up in everything. You're like, give me everything that you have right now. I need all your time.
Yeah. Yeah, and Corey apparently took the quiz in the back of Couples magazine and he scored a 95. Sarah, what quiz do you think he took? Like, what quiz is he taking where he's scoring such a high score?
It's probably like, are you a good boyfriend? Like, you know, on like Cosmopolitan magazine or like Cosmo Girl, like there's totally those quizzes that like, are you a good girlfriend? Or like, do you like keep your love life interesting, like stuff like that. Those quizzes that I definitely took when I did not have a boyfriend, I was just like, would I be a good girlfriend?
Yeah. Like, what animal would you be in bed? Fingers. Like, it always was something ridiculous like that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. 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 95 is a good score. Like, I mean, 95 is, like, definitely would be. But, I mean, Corey needs to put down, he needs to cancel his Couples magazine membership. Like, this is, it's too much. Too much.
Yeah, most definitely.
I agree.
Then we get to the other storyline of this episode, which honestly, again, like these side Eric storylines are really not my cup of tea lately. Like, they come on and I'm just like, what are we doing here? Like, why are we spending this time here? So
we
Turner
know
has
Eric
questions.
We
yes, it's like every episode
telling us he's dumb.
Yes, but now they're trying to convince us that he's secretly Rain Man. Like, who do you think we are? We're not as dumb as Eric.
He's apparently
one episode.
A quant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never to
yeah.
be spoken of again.
Yeah. So Turner is asking him where his Of Mice and Men essay is. Apparently Eric found a pamphlet on turtles. I don't know how that's relevant. Eli asks about Eric's journalism project. He owes Eli a paper too. And then apparently the essay he wrote for Feeny, which was supposed to be on Joan of Arc, his thesis was that she's from Arkansas. So he's not doing, and he's blowing things up in chemistry. So he's not doing great.
Yeah, I mean, this is his senior year. He really shouldn't be fucking up this bad. It's kind of like senioritis, but he's had it for all 4 years. So it's a hot mess. So then he's like, why can't you guys just cut me some slack? Which I don't think would work out so well if you were a senior or any student and was like, can you just cut me some slack to your students, to your teachers? I feel like I should have tried that, though.
I was going to say that Amy and Alan seem like way too good of parents to let Eric just slide by this long without doing anything. Like, why do they not care about his studies? I need to know.
I feel like they've just fully given up on him.
That's the vibe I've gotten. It's always like a like shrug shoulder, like, oh, that Eric, like, you know, he's such a jokester.
They're like, we have one other one. I mean, two other ones, like, we'll be okay.
Still no Morgan.
Yeah, Kayla, we have not seen Morgan at all in 17 episodes, or no, 12 episodes of season 3. Like we were thinking that maybe Morgan got sent off to boarding school. Like, what do you think about that?
I wonder when she comes back if it's the different actress.
It is. Yeah, it will be. I looked ahead, actually, and I think we have two more episodes until Morgan comes back.
It's just ridiculous. It's so funny because it's not even just that she's not there. It's they don't even, like, speak her name.
They don't even, like, mention it. Like, typically, it's like, oh, like, I have to bring Morgan to soccer practice. Like, no, I gotta go.
Or maybe
go.
We need a babysitter for Morgan. No. Nothing.
Fully forgotten about. That's why I think that she's, like, got sent off to boarding school or, like, reform school.
Yeah.
Maybe she got lost.
They're probably going to have some bad joke about where she's been when she comes back.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, like, that would be very 90s. Yeah. Be like, oh, like, Morgan, like, where have you been? Like, oh, well, I've been, like, stuck in the treehouse this whole time. You guys
I was gonna say that.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I could totally see that happening.
Yeah.
So we're now at the Matthews residence, and Eric says he's going to study. But Amy notices he doesn't have his books, and apparently he left them in his locker. It's like he can't even bring his books home. How the hell is he going to pass any classes? I don't know how he's made it this far in school, to be honest. He's kind of a little bit pathetic.
I think if you make D's, you can still go on to the next grade.
How is he even doing that? That's the question.
I don't know. He thinks that ceramics is ceramics. And he and on top of that, he thinks it's the ashtray class. Yeah. You literally, like, would not be able to make an ashtray these days at school.
No way.
I don't think so. So Corey is over at Turner's showing Sean his options for a shirt for the dance. Full on Rob Sesternino's it by pulling out two plaid shirts that look exactly the same.
Wait, but I have a preference between the two. Kayla, what's your preference between the two? God. Do you remember?
I don't remember, but I literally wrote down, like, this is me trying to pick out my outfit every day. Like, which tie-dye should I wear? Which flannel should I wear? There's no variety at all.
For me, the one on the right was clearly better.
It was, like, more white, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I remember that. They look very similar, though. But here's the thing. I think we need to bring this phrase back that Corey says. He says, me right now just ain't cutting the Dijon. Like, Kayla, tell me that this phrase should not be brought back.
I felt stupid because I'm like, what does this mean? Isn't that mustard?
I was don't like, even know.
No, it's not a real thing, but I think it should be. Yeah.
Hold on. Guys, which shirt do you like better?
Where are you going? For the dance?
I think the big squares are better than the small squares.
I am holding up two blue plaid shirts right now of my fiance's. Which one's better?
To be fair, I think that those are more different than Corey's shirts were. Like, I feel like there's a difference between a big square and a small square. But yes,
I like
same
big
vibe. Same vibe.
Me too. I just want to compliment my laundry skills because those shirts smelled so good.
Did you make your own detergent?
No.
I just knows how to throw them in the washer real well.
I'm proud of you. Me. Laundry's hard, okay?
So Corey is really upset with himself. He just feels like, I mean, I feel like, to be honest, after this last year, I could totally relate to this. Like, he just doesn't feel like himself almost. And I totally understand that, right? Like, it's only been 5 months with Topanga, but I feel like when you do get into a relationship in the way Corey and Topanga have, where they kind of just get, like, completely sucked into each other's lives, that you kind of do forget what it's like to just, like, be you. Like, where do you end and they begin? Like, it becomes blurry, right, Kayla? Like, it's hard to know who you are anymore at that point.
I definitely agree. Like, the individuality is very important and having their separate lives and... Yeah, you don't want to feel like you don't know who you are, because that's a scary feeling to feel lost and, like, you're in this relationship and you're committed to someone, but then you're like, oh my God, who am I? Not a good crisis to have.
No. And so Sean, I feel like, correctly picks up on it being a Topanga, not like a Topanga issue, but, like, it does have something to do with Topanga. And he asks, I think it's like the second time he's asked, like, hey, Corey, like, how is everything with Topanga going? And Sarah, I feel like Sean's like a really good friend in this episode. I feel like he doesn't always give the best advice, but like he's always like well-intentioned, at least.
I think Kayla disagrees that he was giving good advice, but
no, he's a good friend. He doesn't really give great advice.
So I feel
it's okay
like,
for now.
I think at this moment, like, hey, you should just get out, have some fun, like innocent fun, totally fine. That's good advice. Like, you know, I think the advice of like having a night away from Topanga is fine advice, especially if they're spending every single weekend together. And, you know, right. like during the school day, they're eating lunch together. They're spending right. a lot of time. So Corey's not really having a lot of time where he can be with the guys. I know his only guy is Sean, but with the quote unquote guys. Right. So I think the advice of like, you know, going out and doing your own thing is amazing advice. And I think that the advice of like, hey, you know, if you don't feel like, you know, you're liking what you have to wear, then like mix it up. Like I'll give you a jacket. I'll give you a hat. Like, let's just like go and have some fun. Innocent, perfectly good advice, you know. Corey takes the jacket, not the hat, because he's prone to hat hair even without wearing a hat. I feel like that one is me because I just feel like I look like a ragamuffin like half the time.
I think you look good.
Thank you.
Yeah, she just got her hair done. It looks fabulous.
Oh, you can tell?
Yeah. I can't see the ends from where the, yeah, oh yeah. If I saw you, if I had to look at you every single day, and I would know that you got your hair cut. I mean, here, to be honest, I know you said that the hair is supposed to look natural, and it does, but it also looks significantly lighter than the last time I saw it, and I would be able to tell. But then again, I am someone who keeps, you know, an eye on that thing. I once got 10 inches cut off of my hair, and my father did not notice.
Yeah.
10 inches.
Yeah, it's currently been... It's been 6 days, and Drew still has not noticed.
You should start charging him for every single day that he does not notice.
He hasn't noticed my haircut or that I got my hair done in the entire 6 days since I got it done. He's not going to figure it out. No, like now it's like way too long. We've passed the point of him figuring out. I think that he would only like realize it if I dyed my hair like green at this point.
He's in the doghouse. You deserve compliments.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't even need the compliment. I just want to make sure that his, like, observation skills are okay.
He's not getting, yeah.
Don't turn into Eric.
He's definitely playing Eric.
I don't even know him, and I'm shading him, like...
I mean, that's what we gotta do.
Speaking of Eric, he's at the school picking up his school books, and he overhears the teachers playing poker. So apparently this is their, like, faculty meeting, and they play poker, but not for money. And it's kind of like, what is even the point then if you're not playing for money? And I don't really understand Feeny's philosophy, because Eric wants to play. But they obviously the teachers like don't want to deal him in. It's like Eli Turner. I forget what the science teacher. Yeah, we've seen him a few times.
Dr. Sorrell.
And it's Feeny too. And yeah. They don't want to deal him in. But Feeny says, oh, well, the faster he loses, the faster he goes to study. I don't think so, Feeny. If you just deny him playing, then the faster he will go to study. So I don't think Feeny's logic really works here, Kayla.
I don't even know why they're at school right now. I work at a school and my ass is out of there the second I'm able to leave. I'm not spending my free time hanging out with my coworkers at school. No, thank you.
Yeah, let alone your, like, least favorite student.
Well, yeah, and they're hanging out with their boss, too, right? Like, because Feeny yeah. basically is the principal. So they're who wants to spend free time with Feeny? I could see, like, Turner and Eli doing, like, some poker, but I wouldn't want to hang out with Dr. Sorrell. He seems like the worst.
Yeah, Dr. Sorrell pretty much is the worst, but I guess they're probably like the only guys in this age, maybe. I mean, I don't even know how that's possible, but yeah, like if you're not playing for money, then you're just playing for the glory. It's like, I don't need glory over Feeny.
Yeah, but apparently they're going to deal him in.
It's also late, so like the sign at the dance said it's 8 p.m., and so I feel like if he's playing, he's going to go home and have to go to bed anyway. Like, there's no time for studying at all. plot hole.
Yeah, no, there's no way Eric goes home after this and studies. But the deal was, once you lose, you go home and you study. And that is where it all flopped, because Eric will not lose this game. He is good at poker. And, you know, Feeny deals him in because he, quote unquote, needs the grades. In my opinion, I think that Feeny's just desperate to hang out with Eric.
He loves those Matthews boys.
Loves the Matthews boys. The shrine of Corey has been replaced by Eric. I mean, it is what it is.
Yep. So we're at the other school, Hamilton High School, and it's so weird. They have like a kid, like a bouncer, like this girl pretty much is a bouncer, and she's like, oh, and who are you? It's like, okay, now who knew that this girl controlled the entire list of who's allowed in this dance? But apparently Sean's name is on the list, but because Corey says it, they think that Corey is Sean. And Sean, again, this is, I think, very nice of Sean, because he has a chance to get in there and get all those girls, and he's single, and we know he went on like 6 dates, so he certainly loves the attention, but he's excited to give Corey a chance for like a night out and a night of like, you know, stardom, because everybody has heard Sean's name, but apparently doesn't actually know what he looks like. Thank God for no social media back then, that nobody would be able to recognize who's who. Okay, Caitlin, you have to admit this is nice of Sean to do.
I didn't think about it that way. You're right. It is nice of him to let Corey steal his identity for a night. He has such a reputation. I wonder, like, how his name has traveled through town so fast, what he's been up to on his dates, because, man.
Mm-hmm. Very also, interesting.
The girl checking him in, he's already been on a date with her in a past episode. That was the cousin that Corey couldn't go on a date with in season 2.
So, yeah, yes. So this is Mina Savari. And we've seen her before. You're correct. Mm-hmm. She was in the episode Danger Boys. So that's the one where, Eric double dated with Sean instead of Corey, because Corey like blew water like a fountain. So then Corey, yes, as a result, had to go on a roller coaster with Feeny to prove that he's dangerous.
And yet she does not recognize either one of them. They're running out of extras, I guess.
It wasn't a memorable date, I suppose.
Apparently not. Yeah, so this is Hillary, also known as the girl from American Pie. That's how I recognized her. But they let them both in, and Corey is walking around pretending to be Sean. I love when he says the like pickup line of like, hi, pretty girls. And the girl's like, only Sean Hunter could pull up a line like that. It's ridiculous.
I know.
Those girls are just embarrassing. IMO.
I know. I mean, because like the girls like start surrounding them like little like hyenas. It's like, yeah. I've never seen girls that thirsty at like a 8th grade dance. Like, why are they so desperate to hang out with Sean Hunter? Corey's like starting to like how it feels. He, you know, he's getting like a little kick in his step. He's excited to be Sean for the day. Sean's like, now you understand my Monday morning smile. Tonight it's all yours, and tomorrow you can be your everyday lackluster boring self. Sick burn. Like, literally, like, this is supposed to be your BFF and you call him lackluster and boring? Like, way harsh.
We are shy. Yeah, it's not very nice. I feel like he could definitely, I feel like he should say something more like, you know, your regular life, not lackluster and boring. Because, like, I mean, even though Corey seems like he's in a slump, I feel like normally he would enjoy those things, you know? So it's not, that's not the nicest thing that Sean could have said to Corey.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly 1 in 4 consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
But I love Corey's attempt at picking up women when he goes over, check out those little ladies over there, or as I might say, babes. And then he does the Fonzie at them, Kayla. The Fonz.
Yeah, that was just him crashing and burning. He had such confidence walking up to them, too. And then he did that, and I was like, no, rewind, try it again.
Or, like, another thing is, like, was he channeling Harley Kiner as well?
Oh, because the leather jacket that. And everything?
Big,
maybe.
Yeah, big HK energy. Yeah, this is not the move for Corey. But, like, he's being a tryhard, essentially. And Sean says, just relax and, like, be yourself. Like, don't do anything that, like, Corey Matthews wouldn't do. And then apparently the key to being Sean Hunter is doing nothing. Sound advice, which is kind of like, Kayla, we talk about, like, the reason why Sean is cool is because he doesn't try to be cool. He just is cool. You seem pretty cool. Is that the key of being cool?
Oh, yeah, totally. I know everything about that. It's like the last episode we talked about where he had his radius. He just stands there and people flock to him. But it's definitely a confidence thing. If you see someone, like, their energy just is giving off that they're confident, then you're drawn to them.
Yeah. Why did I not know if you just faked it till you made it, then you can be cool? That would have saved so much anxiety when I was a kid.
Like, I just feel like it's harder than just saying that, though, right? Like,
you think?
Corey does end up, like, relaxing a bit. He sits back on the table. He has his arms crossed. But it only takes, like, 2 seconds for Hillary to come over and ask him to dance. If you had to do that for, like, 10 minutes straight, like, I feel like the nervous energy would, like, bubble over, right? Like, it's harder than it seems to play it cool.
I gotta tell you, it must, at least, must be more successful to pretend like you're cool than my approach when I was in middle school, which was just crying when I felt like I was having a bad day. I feel like that was not the way to make friends and influence people.
It's okay to have feelings. It's okay.
Too many feelings. Too
so
many
you're saying,
feelings.
Like, blotchy face and, like, red puffy eyes isn't the look.
I feel like my face is getting progressively redder and maybe even blotchier. And it's not the tequila.
So, yes, whatever Sean advises Corey to do works because Hillary comes over and asks him to dance. Meanwhile, Eric keeps winning and winning, and they're accusing him of cheating. On and on. That storyline honestly just goes, why don't we finish it up now? Because then we could focus on what really matters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie where they, like, count cards in Vegas?
Which one is it? Because I think
is it called 21? think it's called 21.
Maybe. I watched one of those Oceans movies, but that's not the one. That's a heist movie. No.
Nonetheless, yeah. Nonetheless, they think he's cheating. But it's like, it's nice to see Eric's actually good at something. It's like, you know, it's pretty shocking. So they keep on playing. And then eventually Eric keeps winning. And everybody is just like so sour. Sorrel says, as the principal of John Adams High, I demand you to tell us how you're doing this. And he's like, you're not. Feeny's like, you're not the principal. And Sorrel says, you keep thinking that, George. And this is when he drops the pretzels. Kayla, how does he know that there's 238 pretzel sticks but 4,572 grains of salt?
I don't know. This was bogus. This was so boring, and I did not like this storyline. And it's like, if he was that smart, it would have came out before. It wouldn't just be this one moment.
Very true. I feel like you can just throw out arbitrary numbers, and then at that point, they would have been like, oh, you're a quant. Like, how do you know? So Sorrel offers for Eric to come to Atlantic City. And Feeny is like, you can't go to Atlantic City with my student. Only I can go to Atlantic City with my students.
Yeah, says Feeny, who just spent like an overnight trip up in a cabin alone with two of his students. Like, I understand that there's a difference, but it is kind of funny when you think about it. Like,
right.
We just covered that episode.
Right. So Dr. Sorrel is happy to quit being a teacher and go to Atlantic City. So that they can win money in Vegas.
Low-creepy. See you later, Dr. Sorrel. See you never. I never cared about you anyway.
Yeah.
Back to the dance where things are happening. Corey is like having the time of his life. He's dancing with multiple girls. He's like, seems like he's got his groove back. You know, like he's just seems, not that he's not happy with Topanga, but he just feels like he's on a whole other like plane of existence right now. Just like, I don't think it's a bad thing. He's not doing anything wrong, right, Kayla? Like, he's not cheating. He's not, like, slow dancing. He's just, like, having a good time. If the only thing I could say maybe would be, like, lying by omission. But even then, I feel like it's kind of strong to say he's doing the wrong thing.
I think if Topanga knew he was at the dance, it would be different. Like, I don't think dancing with other people like that is wrong. Like, they're just standing there, like, waving their hands in the air like children. Nothing too scandalous, but it's the intentions behind it. Like, he's getting attention, and it makes him feel good. And I think he does start to feel bad because he's questioning if he should be doing that, and then Sean keeps encouraging him. So, like, the minute that he starts to feel guilty, I feel like that's when he's doing something wrong because he feels bad about it.
Right. For me, it's not the fact that he's dancing with other girls in, like, a playful way that's not slow dancing. It's more so that he's having fun without Topanga, and, like, that's, like, why he's having a good night, like, because he's pretending to be somebody else so that he doesn't have to deal with the responsibility of being at home with a girlfriend. And the fact that he's having more fun out without Topanga and doing stuff without Topanga than he is with Topanga, I feel like that's kind of where, like, the gross vibes kind of feel. Like, it's like if I was Topanga and I learned this, and, you know, we get to it later, but it's like, oh, so, like, you can have fun with, like, you know, we can't have fun together. Like, you can have fun without me. Like, you'd rather be without me and lie to me about where you're at than, like, just be honest. Like, I feel like that's where the grossness and, like, weirdness comes in.
I also think it would be less gross as well if he's, like, okay, let's pretend he's going somewhere with Sean. Like, let's pretend they're, like, going mini golfing or like go-kart racing or like something where it's him and Sean and he's not like, ooh, there's a hot French girl, I have to go meet her. Like, it just seems sketchy that like that's where his priorities are on this night out, versus if you just need a night away, you know, from your significant other and hanging with your friends, like, that's not wrong at all. That's completely normal to want to like blow off steam. But to me, it's weird that he's like focusing so much on all the girls at the dance that don't know who he is, you know.
That's a good point. He also says it's the adventure and the thrill of the hunt. And the fact that he's calling it a hunt, like when he says that, I'm like, okay, Corey, you got to slow your roll. Like, you're not hunting anything. Even if you were, you're not being successful. And he's like, there's no turning back. And so I feel like he's on a downward spiral officially at this point.
At this point. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And also the fact that he's like, he says that he doesn't, what's exciting is that he doesn't know what's going to happen next. And like, he's just like feeling it tonight. So then Sean says, I heard that there's a hot French girl somewhere in here, someplace in Europe, maybe France, just throwing a wild guess out there. And he hasn't talked to her yet. And it's because it's Corey's night. So then like Sean's like, yeah, you know, like all you have to do is talk about like cheese. They love cheese. Like, but like, you know, you don't have to feel weird because it's just talking. I guess this is like where Kayla, you start feeling like Sean starting to like give bad advice as well. Cause he's like, you know, you don't go up to a pretty girl at a party just to talk about cheese.
Right. He's trying to lay some moves down for sure.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, especially because we got to a place where, like, not that we've seen much of the, you know, kind of after effects of this, but we did see Topanga and Sean say, like, okay, well, we can be friends, too. You know, it's not just that we both love Corey. Like, we can be friends with each other. But now it kind of feels icky. Like, Sean is like, screw Topanga. Like, do whatever you want. It's obvious he's going to have Corey's back over hers, obviously. But I still feel like it's kind of icky for him to, like, push Corey. Like, it's different if he's like, go have a good time, go dance, go whatever. It's different if he's like, go specifically for this French girl.
Right.
So,
this is where it takes the turn. Because, like, up until then, it was just like, yeah, just have a good time. Like, just dance whoever, wherever. But now it's like, go find the French girl and talk to her.
Right.
Yeah. And then he says, this sure does beat shopping for slacks. This woman is of money, and she decides to spend her well-earned allowance on your slacks, Corey. How rude.
So ungrateful.
Yeah. So, and then we also see, like, these two girls complaining about how, like, all, like, the guys are hanging out and flocking to the French girl. So then they spot the French girl. And so we make a beeline to her, and some guy is talking to her and asking her to dance in like a French accent, like, oh, would you like to go dancing with me? Blah, 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 blah. I can't do a French accent. I can't even try.
It's about as good as his was. So.
Yeah, pretty much. The French girl says, ah, oui. Which is means yes, and she turns around and guess who it is. What a plot twist.
Topanga.
It's Topanga. You guessed right. It's Topanga. And I feel as though like this is like the face crack of the century back when I was a youngin. I was like, what? Topanga's the French girl? Like, no way, Jose.
Yeah. And this is where it gets really dicey, because if we weren't having an issue with what Corey was doing already, like, this is where the rubber meets the road, because he is like, I want an explanation. I'm really upset you're pretending to be another person. Like, what kind of person does that? It's like, okay, Corey, like, get up off your high horse, because you're a hypocrite. You literally did the same exact thing. And I don't know what's worse, because then, like, Hillary comes up and she's like, hey, Sean, I've been looking for you. And so Topanga and Corey go to step outside to, like, have a conversation. I mean, I feel like they're both in the wrong and they're both not in the wrong, like, at the same time. Like, if they're both feeling this way, I feel like, yeah, maybe they could have had a conversation earlier about it. But I feel like they both kind of needed to cement that that's how they were feeling. Like, they were both questioning kind of things in their head, but until they actually went out and had a fun night out without each other, that's kind of what brought them to this realization. Do you feel the same way, Kayla?
I agree. I didn't like that he was mad at her because he was doing the exact same thing that she was doing. I feel like maybe there's like some kinks there that they could explore to like make the relationship more interesting if they like pretending to be other people. Like, do that together. Yeah. I know you're in junior high, high school, whatever, but you know. And then he called her insecure, which I thought was very rude because I think that's just him projecting how he feels about himself. But yeah, I think a conversation definitely needed to be had between them because it was just kind of 0 to 100. And I think that they could have talked more instead of just ending things immediately.
Yeah, Sarah, like it was so weird watching this back because it's like they both kind of agree that like they haven't had fun in a long time. They need a change. They're stuck in a rut. There's no mystery. They've forgotten what it's like to go out on new dates. Here's the thing. Like, I feel like you don't need to break up here. Just agree to go out more.
Yeah.
Like, don't stay in on a Friday night and watch a chick flick. Like, go have fun.
Yeah,
group dates even, you know?
That's exactly how I feel. Like, the craziest concept. If you guys want to go out and have fun, then go out and have fun. You could have went to this dance together and spent the whole time, like, dancing and meeting other people and making other friends. That would have been fine. You could go, I don't know, mini golfing. You can go, like, you can go out and, like, do stuff. Go to, like, all these parties, like, all these kid parties. Like, you don't have to necessarily break up to get out of a rut. Like, you can just, like, do shit and have fun. But in their little, like, baby kid minds, they're like, you know what? Like, this is just not working. And they're like, you know, we've been together for so long. Like, we've been married for, like, 40, 50 years. And they need to, I don't know, like, they, like, you know, go and do something where it's, like, every day is different, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, and Corey's like, you know, I see Eric and Sean go on their dates and they're so excited and I'm sitting here like wondering what's going to happen. It's like, okay, so then this means something else to me. This means that like Corey's jealous that he doesn't get to like explore and go on dates. So now this is like telling me a different story. I don't know.
I felt like the reason they ended up breaking up is because they were both afraid of, like, hating each other because they waited too long to break up. So their solution was to, like, end it sooner so they could remain friends, which is, like, admirable in one sense where you care so much about the person and you care about the friendship that was the foundation of the relationship. But at the same point in time, it's almost like it shows their immaturity and like their lack of experience with relationships that's like the first thought they jump to. The first solution is to break up. And I mean, we do see they kind of attempt to walk it back, very shortly after, but I don't know, like, Kayla, do you feel like when you were this age that would have been the most obvious solution to you at that time? It's like, okay, never mind. It, you know, wipe my hands clean. It didn't work.
I feel like the attachment that I have and the dependency that I have on people, I wouldn't have been able to break up like they did. Like, the honeymoon phase is over, but I guess if that happens when you're that young, maybe that means that you should be moving on. Like, if you aren't excited about, like, I don't know. I'm rambling at this phase, but it's like they're bored. But how do you know, like, when it's time to spice it up with that person or to leave? I think it was a good decision because they're so young. If they were older or, like, married and more long-term, I would have different feelings. But when they both ran back to each other, that was heartbreaking. I did not like that. I was like, why weren't you there at the same time?
I mean, I feel like that was, like, probably one of the more memorable moments of the entire episode is seeing, like, Topanga run back and is like, you know, Corey, like, maybe, like, you know, we're making a mistake. But she doesn't see him, so he leaves, or she leaves. And then Corey, like, runs, is like, Topanga, I'm not sure this is, and then she's not there, and then they leave. So, I just find it funny that even though they, like, decide that it's over and they're walking different directions, like, it's okay for you to, like, you know, leave your friends at the dance to fend for themselves. It's like, fuck the people that we came
with. Yeah, fuck Sean.
Yeah. Or, like, Topanga's girlfriends. Like, see ya, bye. And then, like, we see, like, Corey, like, sitting on the bench, like, a loner. But I know. It's like, why couldn't they just run back to each other at the same time? And how did Corey not see Topanga? Like, she had just run to the area.
Yeah. It's a bit inconceivable that they wouldn't see each other. But here's the thing. Like, I agree that, like, this does show their immaturity in terms of, like, this is their solution, right? But, like, Kayla's right. Like, being that they are so young, first of all, they're going to see each other at school constantly. It's not like when you're an adult and you break up with somebody and unless you're, like, coworkers or something, like, you're probably not going to be seeing them around much.
Right.
Like, if they do care about each other and miss each other after they break up, well, they can get back together. There's nothing stopping them. So yeah, I do wish, like, I feel like at this young age though, it is like fun to explore, right? Like, you don't know what you like yet. It's good to date around, and I mean, Sean's philosophy isn't always correct, but you get to know what you like and what you don't like. So I don't think it's like necessarily a bad thing that they broke up here, but the episode would have us thinking otherwise, considering the very sappy montage we had to watch.
This was, I mean, a work of art. Was it not?
It felt like they had both died, and it was like, let's have their memory live on and show the good life they lived.
Kayla, you were spot on. It really did feel like that. And, like, I'm, like, laughing so hard at this when I'm watching it because, like Sarah said, because there isn't a ton of content with the two of them yet because, I mean, Sarah, we've talked about this. Like, Topanga has been largely absent from season three. Season two, she wasn't around a ton either. In season one, they were, like, friends and not even barely friends. Like, Corey made fun of her. So there isn't a ton of material for them to pull from. And yet they treat it like it's been a 20-year relationship when it's been 5 months.
Yeah. So, like, what we see here is, like, season one, episode four, where they, like, look back at each other in the cafeteria and she puts the hat on. We get her, like, little, like, artistic dance. We have, like, the high five with the sparks, almost kissing in the closet, which they did not make out in the closet. You know, the New Year's Eve, kissing at Chubby's after he kissed Missy Robinson. Her, like, throwing the jacket back to her when they broke up for the first time. We don't even see, like, their kiss in the werewolf episode with, like, their first official kiss, or the episode where, like, she kisses him when, like, his hair's all crazy because, like, so it's like even, like, the most romantic moments we don't even see. We see these, like, really ridiculous moments. Also, I want to point out, even though they promised to be friends afterwards, and that's the reason why they're breaking up now, so they don't hate each other, Topanga can't sit in her typical seat. Like, Kayla, like, why can't Topanga sit in her seat in Turner's class?
For dramatic effect. That is a hard one, so though. Like, can you really be friends with someone that you love?
Well, that's the thing, right? They're not really resolved. They didn't break up because they don't like each other anymore. They broke up because they thought that they needed space to explore other things. But my theory is that Topanga has a lot of hair, as we know, and it's very long. My theory is that her shampoo smells so good that she's afraid it will attract Corey back to her. So she can't sit. He can't be downwind of her. So she has to move the next seat over so her hair doesn't attract his attention.
Okay. I have another embarrassing story that I'm going to oust myself. One day in high school, I was a high schooler. I had a crush on somebody, and he was my lab partner. Like, can you believe I got, like, matched up with my lab partner? So I had this big plan to wash my hair the morning of and keep it in a bun so that during science class,
when you let it down,
the aroma would attract him so that
this
he would
is,
just
honestly,
fall
it's pretty
in
genius.
Love with me.
And it's a flawless plan.
This was my plan, like, legit. Let's ignore the fact that my hair was probably still wet when I took it down from my bun. But this was my plan. Did not get him.
I love how, like, you could have brought, like, perfume or body spray to school and just spritzed before class. But I love that this was, like, a long con.
It was a planned event. Planned.
I picture you, too, like, in your mind's eye being like, okay, I'm gonna do the thing where I like pull mm-hmm. the bun out, and it's gonna be like that slow motion yes. like hair wave, and yes. he's just gonna look over and be like, I must have her.
Yes, that was fully 100% of the plan.
Did the hair tag did not stuck. Work? You know when you have probably. To like yank it out.
Yeah, probably. I did yeah, not attract anybody at all, but that was my grand plan. And
you should
I
try doing this with Drew and see if he notices your hair then.
Nope. He won't. Yeah, really just ousting myself every single embarrassing thing.
I love it. I think it's a genius really plan, close to be honest. To him.
Whip your hair
like,
in
you
his
should
face.
Sell like, that.
Why do you keep hitting me in the face?
You should sell this to like a teen like comedy drama. Like they would use it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that is my life. A comedy and a drama. Talking about dramatics, we get this like really like dramatic Garfunkel song during this montage as well. All I know, it is cheesy, but apparently it's a real song. Who knew?
Yeah.
And this marks the end of Corey and Topanga's first relationship. Technically, it's breakup number two after the whole like jacket fiasco, if you're yeah. from whatever episode that was earlier in season two.
So we're 2 out of 12 episodes so far they've broken up.
In season three alone.
Yeah, out of 12 episodes in season three. Two times.
Yeah, so how are we all feeling about our first official, like, I would say, like, this marks the end of, like, part one of the Corey and Topanga relationship.
Yeah.
Jess, how are you feeling?
I feel like this one makes a little more sense, I guess. I think it makes sense given their age, right? It doesn't bother me that much. I feel like it's one of those ones that it will get quickly resolved. I don't remember how it gets resolved, like how quickly they get back together. So I'm excited to see that. At least we win a full episode where like we know that they're broken up by at the end of this episode. I don't mind it. I think it'd be interesting to see them apart for at least a few episodes, but who knows if that will happen. Kayla, what about you? How did you feel about this breakup?
I'm sad for them. I feel like they need a break and they'll look inside themselves. They'll think, what do I really want? Is this worth it? And then they'll talk and things will get better. But it's obvious they're hurting, and you never like to see people hurting, especially when it's like when they're in love. That's the worst kind of hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is really, really hard. It's almost easier when you break up with somebody and they do something and you hate them for it. Rather oh, yeah. than, like, you know, it ends because, like, the circumstances aren't right or the timing isn't right and you still have love for them. I feel like those breakups feel harder because it's, like, you don't have, like, a good reason why it
yes.
didn't end or it didn't end well or, like, you didn't work out. And that's almost harder to, like, resolve that in your head and get over it because you're, like, there's a lot of, like, what ifs. Rather than, like, if somebody cheated on you or something, like, big and dramatic happened.
Yeah.
So I feel as though, like, especially in my experience, when you still have love for the person, you still love them, and it's hard. It's definitely really hard. They're kids. Like, you know, they're, I don't know, 13, 14 yeah. years old right now. They'll be okay. Obviously, we know eventually they're going to get back together like 30 more times. So I think it helps that I know the ending of what happens. But
yeah.
But I feel as though at this point in time, it's probably important for them to separate, find themselves again, and they'll regroup in no time.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the right call.
I agree. I just hope that my therapist watches Boy Meets World because I will be referencing this episode next time I talk to her.
Send her this episode in advance and be like, please watch this in preparation for our next session.
So you'll understand what I'm going through so much easier yeah. if you just watch this 22-minute episode of yeah. Boy Meets World.
And don't dock it from my time. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
are we ready to get into the fashion hour?
Fashion
Hell
hour.
Yeah. Fashion hour. Okay. I'm going to Give me 1 second here. Okay. So, first up is our Rachel Green Award for the most 90s outfit. We're going to start out here with Eric. This outfit, the sweater is what drew me to it. He is wearing a light wash denim jean and then a sweater that has like a light gray on the bottom, a dark gray on the top. It's a V-neck. And then where it's joined in the middle is kind of like a zigzag Gryffindor type of situation because it's like a gold and a red. His undershirt is red. And of course, he has that like very long, straight, floopy hair currently. Kayla, what did you think of this outfit?
I like the pieces by themselves, but together, not so much. I like the jeans. The sweater, I'd probably cut it. I don't like that it's cinched where it's at. It makes him look kind of like frumpy. And the shirt underneath, I don't think he really needs to layer. Show some chest, Eric. Let's see that chest hair.
He's insecure because he probably doesn't have chest hair yet. Sarah, what do you think of this outfit?
Why is hair so long right now? It's like really getting close to Lord Farquaad hair. It is. Also, by the way, Jessica, it's like you need a freaking microscope.
I'm sorry.
To see these pictures.
I don't know how you do the screen grabs of them. I did my best, but I'm not very good at it, obviously.
These pictures are like an inch big, but
they're very small.
I don't want to roast you too bad.
No, some of the other ones are a little bit better, but not much. You'll have to show me how you do yours because I don't know how I'm doing.
There's some like mountains and peaks in this shirt. I mean, I don't know. It's like I'd rather die than wear this outfit.
Next up, we have what is probably the most iconic outfit in this entire episode. This is the famous Topanga French girl outfit. She has on a black mini skirt. She is wearing, what did we call these? They're not really tights.
Beret.
They're kind of, what are they? Oh, no, beret. Yeah, I know she's wearing a beret. She's wearing a suede beret.
Sorry, I'm like, she's wearing a beret.
She's wearing quite see-through pantyhose. That's they are. Pantyhose, a leather jacket, which like literally everybody and their mother was wearing a leather jacket this episode. She has on some like dangly earrings, pretty much an all black outfit, and then some kind of cute little black booties. Sarah, what did you think of this fabulous French outfit?
Beautiful, stunning, never been seen before. Bellissimo. That's not French. It's Italian.
It's Italian.
I don't know any French. I love it. I love this beret. I love this look. I love the leather jacket. I love her booties. I love her hair. Like she has all of her hair like bunched up to the side. Gorgeous, stunning, never been seen before. Kayla, what do you think?
I also fuck with it. I like the all black. The hat's not my favorite, but the hair definitely like swooped to the side so you can see her neck. She's definitely giving off like sexy vibes, which is weird to say because she's young, but I feel like that's what she was going for and she nailed it. So yeah.
Why can't Topanga dress like this every day?
Yeah, this is not her typical, like, crunchy granola outfit. This is, like, I'm a bad bitch and I know it. Like, she was, like, singing Demi Lovato's Confident. Like, if that song would have been out, that was what she would have been singing.
Yeah.
So, let me think. Hold on. Let me look through this real quick. Okay. Actually, I only had two for the 90s category this time, and I have three for the timeless. So, who do we want to give? I feel like I know who you're going to give it to.
I mean, obviously, Eric. As if.
I felt like it was going to be. I mean, come on. In this episode, it's so iconic. Like, it has to be the Topanga outfit.
I mean, let Kayla answer the question.
Sorry, Kayla.
Which one?
Let's go with Topanga, for sure. That's my pick.
Woo!
There you go.
There we go.
All right. Congrats to Topanga. On to the Paul Rudd Certificate of Timelessness for the most timeless outfit. Starting off here with Amy. This is when she's talking to Eric in the kitchen. We finally see a dark wash denim on Amy. What is our life? They're kind of high-waisted, look to be like a red Converse type of shoe. And then she is wearing a red and white plaid button-down cuffed up onto the elbow, and then obviously ignore the hair. It is always 90s all the time from Amy, but it looks like it's at least half up, half down, so it doesn't look as 90s as it usually does. Kayla, what do you think of Amy's outfit here?
I like it when you can't see the bottom half. I'm always here for that type of top. I don't really like how it's tucked into her jeans like that. But overall, I like it. I always usually like Amy's outfits when she dresses like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like this shirt. It looks so comfortable. Like, maybe it used to be Alan's shirt that she, like, repurposed into her own to just be, like, a cozy hangout shirt. I am excited to see a dark wash pant. Converse is timeless as well. People still wear the timeless. But I think you're right, Kayla. Like, the star of this outfit is definitely that plaid shirt that is just relaxed enough where it's, you know, it's just like, it looks very cozy.
Yes. Next up, we have Sean on his way out to the dance. I chose this outfit because he's wearing like a typical black pant, could be a black denim. It's hard to tell. His black boots, which he usually wears. But this jacket, we have not seen from Sean. He's usually a leather jacket guy, but he handed the leather jacket over to Corey today. And he is rocking a dark, dark plaid. It is like black and red, but it looks like more heavier jacket. And it has like a leather collar on it, like leather, I don't know, lapels, what do you call them? I guess it's a collar. And I just thought that I totally could see like a hipster wearing nowadays. Like, it gave me very much hipster vibes. Am I right, Sarah?
I don't know if hipsters are still a thing, but this jacket,
I don't know, I'm old.
Like, this is a very interesting jacket. Like, I've never seen anything quite like it before where it's plaid and has that leather collar. It's very intriguing. And for him to go out in this outfit to a school dance, I wonder, like, maybe this is Jonathan's jacket? Like, where did he get this from?
Oh, I like this theory. Yeah, I can see that. Kayla, what do you think of this one?
I low-key can't see it, but from the way you described it, the jacket sounds great. It looks like it doesn't fit him that well, and I remember not liking what's underneath it, but...
Oh, it's hideous, which is why I didn't include it, because I couldn't. Every time Sean wears vests, I want to throw him through a window. They're so awful.
Yeah, seriously.
And last up, we have Miss Hillary here making her return to the show. This is her dance outfit, obviously. So we see her outside. She's wearing these little black booties. She also has a leather jacket. Like I said, very popular, very like baggy, kind of like a 90s look, because I feel like now you definitely see it a bit more tailored, a bit more tight, probably cropped as well. She's has a middle part. Her hair is highlighted, but like I feel like you could easily see this hairstyle now. And her dress was a long sleeve, form fitted gray dress that kind of flares out at the bottom. But again, like I feel like you could see this easily in like the fall or something. Like this seems like a very fall dress to me.
Yeah. Now it is half an inch big, but I feel like it's a skater skirt with like a green olive-y like long sleeve shirt tucked in it. I don't know if it's
This is all one.
You think it's all one?
It's all one piece. It's the same color.
It looks like it's also a turtleneck. I can't tell, but I like the
essence. It is definitely, it's like a mock turtleneck. You could tell in the top
photo. I like the essence. I like the booty. I like the jacket. Kayla, what do you think about this one?
I love all the vibes. I would wear that right now. So I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She had style.
I think my vote is for Hillary, a.k.a. Mina Swarovski Crystal.
I second that.
Yeah. All right. So congratulations to Hillary. She now has the point on that. Maybe we'll see her again. You never know, I guess. So that was the Fashion Hour. So we have Topanga and Hillary were the winners this week. Congratulations, ladies. You deserved it.
Woo. I love winners. I love to win. I love a winner. Winning moment.
Yes. So thank you so much, Kayla, for coming on. This was a really enjoyable episode, and I'm so happy you were here to talk, break it all down for us, you know, all the relationship drama, all the tea.
Thanks for having me.
I'm excited for what's to come up. Yes. So what do you have going on, Kayla? Where can people find you? What have you been up to?
I'm taking a social media break, so not a whole lot. This is it.
Good. Well deserved.
No, like, that's amazing. I really, really, really think that everybody should do that. I need to take a social media break. I haven't done that in a really long time.
You can't because you're a social media manager.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Can't do it.
You can on your personal, but not on this one.
Yeah, honestly. And I have to do it for my day job, too. So never mind. No breaks for me. But I'm really happy for you, Kayla. No social media. But we can appreciate you. And the people, all of your fans have not forgotten about you. They are still hyped.
Shout out to all my fans. Y'all keep me going. Thank you.
To the peeps. Never forget you.
And as always, you can always send in feedback. shit90spod@gmail.com, at shit90spod, Twitter, and Instagram. Sarah, what else do we have coming up this week on the podcast? We are finishing up July here.
Yeah, so we just released our Hook pod with Kevin Mahadeo. That was a lot of fun. We talked a lot about Hook, the movie, of course, Robin Williams, and the lore of Peter Pan, which, like, he definitely schooled us in that. But then for our second bonus pod of the month, we got, like, a sneaky one in. We are covering Sleepless in Seattle with MJC. If you remember, we covered You've Got Mail with MJC. And that was probably one of, like, our favorite podcasts because it was a mess and Jessica hated You've Got Mail. So I'm quite interested to see what you think of Sleepless in Seattle since you hate Tom Hanks so much.
I love Tom Hanks. You just keep making me watch movies in which he's awful. Like, he's mean and terrible. So hopefully.
We'll see. This is our third Tom Hanks movie, and we'll see if you hate him in this movie as well. Aside from that, Boy Meets World, every Thursday, we got Dawson's Creek coming out every Monday.
Yes, big episode coming up for us to cover. No spoilers in case people want to listen or go back and watch
Dawson's Creek. Ruined my life. My life is ruined.
She's not being dramatic. She feels that way. So definitely give that a listen because that podcast is going to be very fun. We're going to record that later this week. Yes. So this was great. Thank you again to Kayla for coming on. We love a repeat guest, especially somebody who comes back again on Boy Meets World. We look forward to the next episode you're going to cover with us. Who knows what it'll be, but we'll figure it out. Thank you all for listening. We will be back again next Thursday. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.